Nolte, Racist Hollywood Offers More Trans Privilege to the Flash Star Ezra Miller. By John Nolte on April 26, 2023. Now that Ezra Miller's The Flash has been screened to rapturous reviews, the same film industry currently destroying black actor Jonathan Majors over mere accusations is looking to rehabilitate the non-binary Miller, who is credibly accused of, among many other things, aggressively grooming a 12-year-old child. Once again, let's go over the respective rap sheets. Alleged perpetrator number 1. April 2020, alleged video of attack and strangulation of woman surfaces. March 2022, arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment in a karaoke bar. April 2022, arrested for second-degree assault, including hurling a chair and cutting a woman's head. May 2022, arrested for disorderly conduct and threatening police officers. June 2022, accused of grooming 12-year-old girl with violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs. June 2022, another accusation of grooming a 12-year-old. August 2022, charged with felony burglary. August 2022, allegations of child endangerment. Alleged perpetrator number 2. March 2023, arrested for alleged assault of a woman. April 2023, media reports of multiple women coming forward with assault allegations. Now ask yourself which one of those two is having his career aggressively annihilated and which one is having his career aggressively rehabilitated. Believe it or not, alleged perpetrator number 1 is currently enjoying an industry and media-wide rehab campaign, and that is Ezra Miller. Majors is a black, heterosexual, masculine male. Miller is a non-binary, white weirdo who uses they/them pronouns. Oh wait, he does not use they/them pronouns. He is allowed to use the singular I, while everyone else is required to make fools of themselves, speaking in the gobbledygook of they/them when referring to the one credibly accused child groomer. Here is Hollywood's latest attempt to rehab Miller and you. "We're all hoping that they get better," said Flash director Andy Muschietti of Miller. "They're taking the steps to recovery. They're dealing with mental health issues, but they're well. We talked to them not too long ago, and they're very committed to getting better. They and them is Ezra Miller. And, I have to say, during our shoot, during principal photography, their commitment to the role was something we've never seen," said producer Barbara Muschietti. "And the discipline to the work, the willingness, physical, mental, and just wanting to go beyond the pale, is just amazing." And yet, in his statement released in August, Miller granted himself the privilege of referring to himself in the singular. "Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, I now understand that I am suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment," Miller said. "I want to apologize to everyone that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe, and productive stage in my life. Ezra, you transphobe, what you are supposed to say is, us now understand that we are suffering." Bottom line, Warner Brothers thinks it might have a hit here. Which means it does not matter how many 12-year-olds Miller allegedly groomed, how many women he allegedly assaulted, or how many felonies he allegedly committed. Yes, luckily for Warner Brothers, that rap sheet above is attached to a privileged member of the Alphabet People. But as a black, heterosexual male, Jonathan Majors only rises so far in a depraved and perverted social justice system. This means that, like the acquitted Nate Parker before him, Majors is doomed to be blacklisted, although still legally innocent. Meanwhile, a credibly accused child groomer is coddled, patronized, and rehabilitated. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.